the National Center for Science Education says a bill in the House would clear the way for Ohio schools to teach creationism in the classroom. The legislation seeks to repeal the education standards known as the Common Core, which is currently being used around the state. The center's Glenn Branch says, historically, the teaching of evolution has been under attack for years. First, through the banning of the teaching of evolution outright, and then requiring the teaching of creationism in some form.
And what we're seeing here is a representative of the third wave, which is requiring or encouraging teachers to present evolution, to misrepresent evolution, as though it were scientifically controversial.
The bill used to say that the standards couldn't prohibit political or religious interpretation of scientific facts in favor of another. That language was criticized, so the co-sponsors of the bill, including Republican Representative Matt Huffman of Lima, changed it to say that nothing in the standards could be construed to promote any religious or non-religious doctrine.
Now, will there still be what I consider fear-mongering on that issue? Sure, because, you know, the folks who are trying to keep something from happening, that's their tool of choice.
But Branch argues that the new language still makes it seem like evolution is not based on years of established science and research and is just a contested theory.
You're surely not going to see the scientific strengths and weaknesses of osmosis or photosynthesis being presented under the provision of the bill, should it pass.
Branch and other advocates for the teaching of evolution add that this kind of language has already been used in other legislation in different states, all to open up the possibility of teaching creationism. The bill is still in a House committee. No word yet on when a vote could be scheduled. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.